Well, again, this is Pastor Fisher. This is Teaching Bible Radio. Glad you've tuned in. Glad that we have these times to spend together wherever you are when this broadcast is coming to you. We pray God's richest and greatest blessings upon all of you. You know, you need to be blessed as you go through your day. So many things in the day bring us down and give us grief. So I'm here to let you know that we want to bless you and ask God to bless you, lift you up, and keep your head up in the midst of all that you're going through. Hey, Teaching Bible Radio is going to present a message today, just an excerpt from one that you can receive and hear entirely online at our website, teachingbible.org. Log on there and pick up the whole message if you like, free of charge. And if you can, write us, drop us a line, and of course send your financial support to help keep these broadcasts coming to you. You can give us a toll-free call on our toll-free line, 1-877-35-BIBLE. That's 1-877-352-4253. And make your donation, or you can make a donation online at teachingbible.org to help us reach into the prisons, the shelters, and even in the streets of America, on the internet, the radio, and many other ministry outlets that we are developing in order to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. You know, Jesus said, "This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness, and then the end shall come." You and I are living in troublous times. We need to get together and pool our resources and talents and gifts that God has given us to export the gospel of His Son. So email us if you like, radio@teachingbible.org, or drop us a line in the mail at P.O. Box 10123, St. Louis, Missouri, 63145. That's P.O. Box 10123, St. Louis, Missouri, 63145. And send your donations by mail or go online and make a donation at teachingbible.org using PayPal. Or call us, 1-877-35-BIBLE. That's 1-877-352-4253. We're going to drop in an excerpt here now on the broadcast from a message that you can hear entirely for free. Download to your computer, share with a friend, listen online, or have a copy sent directly to you by writing us P.O. Box 10123, St. Louis, Missouri, 63145, and include $5 to cover the shipping and handling, and we'll send the message to you in its entirety on to your home address. Just include your return address, and a donation of anything above that would help us keep this broadcast coming to you. So we're going to go right ahead. We're glad you tuned in to Teaching Bible Radio.
This is Teaching Bible Radio.
Welcome to Teaching Bible Radio, the radio ministry of Straight Gate Ministries, St. Louis, Missouri, featuring pastor-teacher Landis Fisher, exploring your world through the Word of God. Let's join our teacher for another thought-provoking adventure from the Bible, which is available in its entirety online at teachingbible.org. Here's our teacher, Pastor Fisher.
In many ways on finances. You see, same thing happened to the Jews. And the Bible says that the record of what the Jews did is written so that you and I might look at it and observe it and see what we ought not do to tempt God. You see, look at 1 Corinthians chapter 10. He talks about it there. Romans 15, I think it is verse 3. He says that those things were written before, or written for our admonition and our learning and our instruction, so that we don't make the same mistake that Israel did. Israel did not even know when God himself, the Messiah whom he had promised, had shown up. He came right on time, exactly when he said. Came in exactly the manner he promised. Was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king. Born of a virgin, just like Isaiah had said. Just like it had been written in the book of Moses that he would come from a woman. The seed of a woman would come forth and be born in Bethlehem of Judea. Micah chapter 5 verse 2 tells us, Isaiah 7:14, he'd be born of a virgin. The virgin shall conceive and bear a son. They shall call his name Emmanuel. He was doing every single thing coming in the very way that God had said. Came right on schedule. Even the Magi came from the east. They knew that it was the time for the birth of the King of Kings. He came out of the tribe of Judah, just like Jacob prophesied, Genesis 49:10. Leaning upon his staff, he prophesied that the scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet till Shiloh comes. See, all these prophecies, one after another, he fulfilled them all. But when he came, they rejected him. They said, you couldn't be him. They looked at him and they were expecting him to be like them. All flashy and all dressed up and coming in to take over stuff and all that. Arrogant and proud, you know. And so when he came, they did not receive him. They rejected him. But it says in John chapter number 1, verse 10, that he came to his own, and his own received him not. See, but to as many as received him, to them he gave the right to be called the sons of God, even those that believe on his name. See, and so many of them did not receive him. In either case, what I wanted you to see is that Israel had gotten corrupted. Religion, they turned religion into a thing, and they want like what we have today. I think what we have a lot of today is what I call churchianity. We don't have any Christianity. We got some churchianity where the church is doing all of these things that they have warped and molded into and have forsaken what God has said in his word in many cases. You see, of course, the true church is still in existence and it will stand because Jesus said, upon this rock I shall build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. But you have to have a discerning mind to discern what is real, what is really what God said. You know where you find that out? In the scriptures. And see, this is why people don't want to be held accountable to the scriptures. And so this is the tone that has set in our time in these last days. And this is what I was talking about. I wanted you to see Paul warn Timothy about it all the way back then, because Paul knew he was about to go and lay his head on Nero's chopping block and give up his spirit. He told Timothy, I'm already about to be poured out as a drink offering, you know, because he understood that the final act of my apostleship is about to come, but I have fought the good fight. I've kept the faith. I finished the course. He said, I've done everything God wants me to do, and henceforth there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give to me on that day. He said he was looking forward to eternity, you know, but he told him, you preach the word, and you be instant in season and out of season, reprove and rebuke and exhort with all long suffering and doctrine, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. See, where I believe we're in that time. People don't want to hear sound doctrine. They want some hogwash. They want their ears tickled. They want to hear a little fancy little story and see a song and a dance and see some folks flip and jump over some tables and all kinds of stuff, but nobody wants to hear sound doctrine. Now, why is that? Paul told that very thing to Timothy. He told him in the last days, this know. In other words, be sure of this. Also, that in the last days, perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves. See that? You know, people care more about themselves than they do about the truth. It's okay to care about yourself to some degree. But when it gets to the point that when what you say is higher than what God said, you better watch it. You stepped into a bad area. You see what I'm saying? And this also, some people, I've heard some commentators say that this means, talks about homosexual relationships between men. Men will be lovers of their own selves. You see that? And then he says here, and also they'll be covetous. That means they're greedy. They want everything. It's all revolving around what I want and what I want myself. I'm selfish and I'm greedy. Boasters. They boast about who they are and what they're doing. Proud. Blasphemers, in other words, they speak arrogantly against God and injuriously toward the truth. Disobedient to parents. He says, unthankful. People are not grateful at all. Very little. I mean, you find a lot of ingratitude. Unholy. That means they're not separated or sanctified or set apart. Without natural affection, even in the family. People's families are falling apart. And they don't get along. They don't have that tight bind like they should in many cases. That's what that term natural affection is here. He says truce breakers. They don't keep their word. False accusers. They blame other people for all their problems. You see that? It's not so, but it's his fault. It's not my fault. It's his fault. Somebody else's fault except me. You see? And he describes this horrible condition here. He says false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heavy, high-minded, lovers of pleasure, more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness. These are not ungodly-looking people. They look very godly. Amen. The Pharisees looked very holy when they walked around with their long, flowing robes and all of their phylacteries and the various things that they had, which was an outside religious show. Yes, people thought, oh, look at them. They look so holy. But inside, Jesus said, they're like a whitewashed tomb. Inside, you're full of dead men's bones. rotted corpse that's stinking inside, but on the outside you look all pretty, you're all fixed up.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? So you have to be careful. You want to look at the content of what's inside. He says, and then he goes on to say, for having a form of godliness, they deny the real power. God does have power to give you holiness, righteousness, and humility. You know, but if you think you don't need it, then you put on your show, and that's all you really want is for people to think that you look at, that you're walking the walk, but you're really not. See, you deny that God has the power and the authority to bless you and cleanse you and to give you what you really truly need.
Yeah.
Anyway, he says, moving on, we have a lot of time, kind of hit these real quick here. He says, from this sort, turn away. For they creep into houses and lead silly women captive, silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lusts. We see this in the news every day, how people in high religious positions falter with folks and they go in and they have relationships outside their marriage and all these kind of things. You see, I was reading something today in the paper about that, but we see it over and over. And these people are there, and Paul warns Timothy, look out, because this is the way they act. They're ever learning, but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Constantly getting another PhD and some more degrees added onto their name. Know nothing about God and His Word, the simplicity of the truth. He says they're ever learning, but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. This is what he warns Timothy about. Now, I just want to set the tone so that you can see. He says that evil men shall wax worse and worse. The word wax simply means to build up and become greater and greater. They will be getting greater in the eyes of men, but they're worse and worse in the sight of God. See? And this is going to be on the incline here in the last days, he says. But he tells Timothy in verse 10, he says, but thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, long suffering, charity and patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came upon me at Antioch. He says, when you're really walking the walk, you're going to offend people. People are going to be offended when you tell the truth. And they're going to hate you. Somebody's going to hate you and want to have your mouth shut. Shut him up. We don't want to hear that. See? Don't come in here telling us the truth. We don't want to hear that. You know, we have our rules and our regulations. What do you mean, truth? You know? Well, who told you you have the truth? They're going to criticize you and talk about you.
Yeah.
He says, all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. You put the truth down, you're going to ruffle somebody's feathers.
Amen.
You see what I'm saying? They ain't going to like you because you're tearing down all my facade here. You know, you're making me look, cutting off all the stuff that people think is wonderful about me, and I don't want to go into that truth stuff. Just leave that out of here. You see, he says here, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned. In other words, you stick to the book. No matter what they do, no matter how prosperous they appear, you stick to the book. Stay in the book. Teach the truth. You see? And he goes on to tell him that. He says, but you continue in the things which you have learned and has been assured of, knowing of whom you have learned them. In other words, it is God, the Holy Spirit, who teaches you the truth. And that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise unto salvation, which is through faith in Christ Jesus. See, that's the only way anyone can be saved. No matter what we have done, God will save you. Now, the mission of Christ was a mission of salvation. He came into the world not to destroy the world, but that the world through him might be saved. You know what? He didn't have to come here to destroy the world. He could stay right where he was and say, be destroyed. Boom, that would have been it. Done. Over with. You know, it's very easy for God to destroy the world. He says it's easier for heaven and earth to pass away, Mark 13, verse 31, than for one, he says, for this word to in any wise fail. The word of God is more sure than the heavens and earth. All God has to do is speak the word. He can destroy everything. He didn't have to come here. But he sent his son. You know why he promised he would? He wrote it down in the word. He had it spoken by the prophets and written in the scriptures. And he sent his own son exactly at the time he did. Jesus says in John chapter 3, of course we all know this verse, verse 16, for God so loved the world.
Teaching Bible Radio is listener-funded radio. Write us at P.O. Box 10123, St. Louis, Missouri 63145. Call us toll-free 1-877-35-BIBLE. That's 1-877-352-4253. Or visit us online at teachingbible.org. A ministry of Straight Gate Ministries, St. Louis, Missouri.